Many years ago, I used to visit an old man, member of a congregation, who's lived all his life, really, in Belfast. And he knew the roads and he knew the streets, especially in North Belfast, so well. And in his latter years, he lived in a nursing home. And I would go to see him. And one of the things he would do almost nearly immediately, whenever I would go in, he would start to talk about the streets, talk about the different streets, Tasmania Street, Snugville Street, all the streets he knew. And I would have to say to him, those have all been knocked down this last few years. They'd all been demolished, and new houses had been built. And then he would say, nearly every time, change and decay in all around I see. And then every time I would say, O thou who changest not, abide with me. He could see, visualize those rows of houses, but they'd all gone. There'd been so many changes. And it is as we think of this, on this, that it makes the words of Hebrews 13 and verse 8 so wonderful. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What a wonderful verse. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, let's think about this. How can we understand this? Because everyone changes, and especially as some of us are getting much older than we used to be. It certainly seems that that's the case, doesn't it? That's the case. Whenever you think, and whenever I think of what I could do years and years ago, and then what I could do now, and what, God willing, we'll be able to do perhaps in a few years' time if we're still spared. So let's think then about the Lord Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Isn't that wonderful? What did he do yesterday? What did you do yesterday? Maybe it was some like me, you'd say, what did you do 50 years ago? What did I do 50 years ago? Well, what did the Lord Jesus do yesterday? Well, he came in love to dwell amongst men. Let's remember that as we come up through all this busyness of the festive season. We sing, love came down at Christmas, love divine, all loves excelling. The Lord Jesus willingly left the glory of heaven and came amongst sinful men and women. And he did it in love. He did it because he loved us. Now, love, of course, is something that can grow, but it also can fade. One of the saddest things you hear sometimes is whenever a couple come together and then after a number of years you hear somebody saying, but I don't love her anymore. How sad that is. Or I don't love him anymore. But the Lord Jesus came in love. He did not learn to love, but he loved his people from all eternity. Oh, try and picture the realms of heaven. Try and picture God and his Son and the Holy Spirit together in heaven. And that he sent his Son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. He so loved the world. The Lord came down to save me. Why? Because he loved me so. He came in love yesterday. But he came to open up the way to God yesterday, didn't he? Sin had closed that way. Whenever our parents fell in the Garden of Eden, whenever they committed that sin and they were cast out from God's presence, there was a barrier between them and God. How could sinful man come to him? The wages of sin is death. But Jesus came to open up the way. That's so wonderful. Open up the way whereby we could come again to God. When John the Baptist cried out, whenever he saw Jesus, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He came to open up the way to God. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes or no one comes unto the Father but by me." And this way was opened, of course, at Calvary, where Jesus died in the sinner's place. There's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. It's at Calvary's cross where we begin, when we come as a sinner to Jesus. Jesus came so that all those who come unto him, all those who trust him alone for salvation, would be reconciled with the Father. Jesus came to open up the way to God. But then thirdly, Jesus came to save. He came to save. Let's never be in any doubt of this. I think sometimes some people are doubting this nowadays. Even some people who profess to be a Christian. But there can never be any doubt about it. This is what Jesus came to do. He didn't come to call the righteous on. He came to call sinners to repentance. And whenever men and women come unto him, whenever boys and girls come unto him, he is a wonderful Savior. He saves to the uttermost. That's why Simeon in the temple rejoiced whenever he saw the Lord Jesus. That's why the wild man of Gadara went home praising God whenever he met Jesus. That's why the thief on the cross looked to Jesus and Jesus said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." And he was saved. That was so wonderful. Jesus came to save. That's his work. Not just to set you a good example, although he does that. But he came to save. Save people from their sin. And to all those who come unto him, to them give he power to become the sons of God. So what did Jesus do yesterday? Well, he came in love, didn't he? He came and he opened up the way at Calvary. He came to save. He came to save. But what's he doing then today? The verse says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. What's he doing today? Well, you see, he still reaches out in love. That's the thing we must remember. The disciples were told to go into all the world and preach the gospel. This is the message that men and women must hear. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And this message must still be proclaimed. Just as Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem all those years ago, he still desires to save because he loves. He loves. He came because he loves. Now someone might say, but how does he do this now? He's not here now. We can't go to him the way the people 2,000 years ago were able to go to him. But you see, whenever the Lord Jesus went back to heaven, he said, "I will send the Holy Spirit. And he will convict you of sin. He will show you your need of salvation. And he will bring you savingly to me." He would convict and lead to the Lord Jesus. And so Jesus still says, "Come unto me." He still reaches out in love today, calling men and women to come unto him. "The arms of love that compass me would all mankind embrace." That's just so wonderful, isn't it? That you can preach the gospel to everyone. "The arms of love that compass me would all the world embrace." Everyone can hear this wonderful message from Jesus reaching out in love to sinners. But then also today, he's still the way to God, the only way to God. There is no other Savior. Listen, I'm concerned about this, that there are people today who think that there's another way of salvation. That people who today think there's another Savior, some other Savior. But no one else has opened up the way to the Father. He is still the way. And he's the only way. Why is he the only way? It's because what he did was sufficient. What he did was sufficient. You know, whenever you do some bit of work, and you do it, and you finish it, and you say, "Well, that's good enough. That's sufficient." Well, even more so, what Jesus did. Nothing needs to be added to the work that Jesus did on Calvary. No work is left undone of all the Father willed. No work. The Lord Jesus completed a perfect work, perfect for those who came unto him yesterday and perfect for those who come unto him today. Listen, if you're not a Christian this morning, the work of Jesus is still sufficient for you. Come to Christ. Come to Christ. He's still able to save. He's still able to save. He's still the only way. He's still the only way. That's what he is doing today. But also the Lord Jesus still saves today. You see, we are still the same today as years ago in this respect. Our fathers were sinners and they needed Christ. And we need Christ today. And the need of your heart is just the same as the need of men's hearts years ago. And the wonderful message is the Lord Jesus saves today, as he's always done. This is still the wonderful message. Still he loves to save the sinful, to heal the sick and lame. Maybe somebody wonders, maybe some young person wonders, but Jesus died 2,000 years ago. How can he still do today what he did then? But you see, that's the thing we need to understand. His death, his sacrifice was sufficient. Sufficient for those in that generation and sufficient for us in our day. Sufficient for all who come unto him. What a wonderful Savior we have. What is the Lord Jesus doing today? He's still reaching out in love. How wonderful to hear of people coming to know Christ today. He's still the only way to God, and people realize, look, if I don't come to Christ, there's no other way. And he still saves all those who come. But the verse says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forever. What will he do in the future? Well, he will always love and keep his people. He'll always love and keep his people. You know, it's not very long until we look forward to a new year. And you think of all the hopes and the fears. What about the people in Ukraine and looking forward to a new year? You think how they must long that the war will stop. But you know, there'll be changes. There are always changes every year, aren't there? But this is the glorious message of the gospel. The Lord Jesus came in love, and today he reaches out in love, and he will always, always love his people. You can never, if you love the Lord Jesus, you're always kept in his love. Never doubt that. The hymn writer said, "Be still my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past." Isn't that wonderful? To guide the future as he has the past. So we should never doubt him. Let us remind ourselves of all he did as he walked among men. He didn't fail them. Even in times of great trouble, he didn't fail them. And think today of those past years. Maybe some of you can look back like me for many years now. Has he ever failed you? Listen, young person, Jesus will never fail you. Don't ever hesitate to trust him. If you haven't trusted him yet, why have you not trusted him? Because he'll never fail you. He'll never fail you. What will the Savior do? He will always love and keep his people. Did you notice what it said in verse 5 of our reading? It said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Isn't that tremendous? Never will I leave, never will I forsake you. But then he will always be the only way to God. No matter how long we live, if the Lord tarries, he will always be the only way to God. One thing we should never, ever listen to is that there is another Savior, that there's another way to be saved. Oh, there are going to be plenty and far more false Christs, antichrists, I think, in the days that lie ahead. I watched them yesterday and where I live. I watched the Jehovah Witnesses going round yesterday. Listen, young people, don't be taken in by falsehood. Don't be taken in by falsehood. Could you ever imagine being in heaven and hearing someone say, you know, Jesus didn't bring me here? That will never, never be. The only way to heaven is by Jesus. The song in heaven will always be, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and praise. Jesus alone will bring his people there. There was no other Savior yesterday, and there's no other Savior today, and there'll be no other Savior tomorrow. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. There can never be. Never be, because there was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. Only Jesus could unlock the gate. There will ever only be one way, and Jesus is the way. But then also in the future, he will save his people from all sin. That's what's so wonderful, isn't it? This is what he'll do. Here he saves us now, but we're still in the presence of sin. We still say things and do things that we ought not to say, and we're troubled by it. But that glorious day is coming when every believer will be taken out of the very presence of sin, and there'll be no more sin, and there'll be no more sorrow, for those things have passed away. We will rejoice in the Savior's presence forever. Nothing to destroy. And this is the wonderful purpose, you see, of God sending his Son into the world. Not just to save us now, but to bring us savingly to glory, that we will be forever, ever with the Lord. The Apostle Paul said, he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Isn't that wonderful? He's able to keep. Nothing can separate us from him. He's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So what will he do in the future? And we don't know what the future is going to hold, is going to bring up. But he will always love and keep his people. That's what he will do. He will always be the only way, the only Savior. And he will save his people from all sin. And so the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Haven't we a wonderful Savior? Haven't we a wonderful Savior? The same yesterday, today, and forever. But the thing is, of course, we are changing, aren't we? We're changing. The world is changing. It's changed so fast in the past 50, 60, whatever, 100 years. But what has the Lord Jesus done for you? Let me ask you that in conclusion. What has he done for you? Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 said, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. That means you're changed completely. Whenever we come to Christ, we're changed. That is what the Lord Jesus came to do for his people. He came to save. Has he changed you? Are you being constantly changed to become more and more like Jesus? That's what the work of sanctification is, isn't it? Sanctification is being changed more and more onto his likeness. And every Christian should be being changed to be more and more like him. To love him more. To love him more today than you did last year. And to love him more today than you did 10, 15 years ago. To love Jesus more and desire him more. A new creation. Are you being changed to be like him? Changing you more and more. But he's always the same, remember? He's always the same. But he came that we might know him and be changed by him, be redeemed by him. Changed from glory unto glory, we sing, till in heaven we take our place, being changed to be more and more like Jesus. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, forever. Never doubt him. Never doubt him. Day by day, say, I have a wonderful Savior. And he'll be the same tomorrow as he was yesterday. He never changes. Let's pray. Our gracious and eternal God, we do thank you for this wonderful knowledge that the Lord Jesus never changes. That he will always be the same. Help us never to doubt him, Lord, but day by day to trust in him alone and walk in his way to be changed more and more like Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Our final hymn is My Times Are In Your Hands.